You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
We're back again.
Oh, no one's used that. We should be fine.
As long as I'm not saying it in a Jamaican slash North London accent, I'm good. No copyright infringement here.
Of course. I mean, we wouldn't copyright nothing. We wouldn't infringe on anyone's copyright, bro. Anyway, that's Christian Blood Clot Polanco Yang.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
What's good, everybody? What a Monday,
bro.
I mean, we had a good Monday. We started today off. I gotta say this. Starting off your Mondays, you wake up and you just have a nice little phone call with Clint Dempsey.
You say to yourself, most people start the day off with a little OJ, you know what I mean? Maybe a little cereal, maybe a bacon, egg, and cheese. We start our day off with a little legend.
Okay, a little C&D, okay? Clint Dempsey.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that for everybody.
No. You'll see it tomorrow and then hear it tomorrow on the podcast, but we did get to chat with Clint Dempsey early this morning.
Little chit-chat.
Nice little lead up to the World Cup. Today is Prem Show. We focus on all things Premier League and what's happening in Europe. But tomorrow will be that World Cup preview, and Clint Dempsey will be joining us.
Right. Now, look, I'm getting cooked in the chat, but Justin Freeberg said this is the part where we break down Alexis's white dad dance moves with a Telstrator, right? I was trying to do the dance that Marco was doing.
Bro, that's it. You had the opportunity.
I will not get cooked for this, my friend.
You had your chance.
What was that? He was like, yo, get up and do the dance. That's the dance that we were all making fun of.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Alexis was on the CBS Sports broadcast for Serie A yesterday morning, or all day pretty much. It was an all day affair. But shouts to you. Congrats for that. That's a really dope gig.
It wasn't bad. They sent a car. Mm-hmm. Not bad. I got a text from a random number. They sent a car, but it was mad early. Like, yo, we'll be 8 a.m.
What was the random number thing? Why is that?
It's just some random number, you know, like those automated texts you get from like services or whatever. Yeah. And it says like, a sedan will pick you up at 8. I was like, am I being murdered? You know? But also 8 a.m., wow, crazy. But shouts to everybody over at Serie A, CBS Sports. You guys are absolutely amazing. That's for you guys. The crew there, first of all, Ivis, the homie, since day uno. He's always been... I would say there's a handful of people from day one who I would say not only understood what we were about, but encouraged us. Mm-hmm. And Ivis is in that top three on that list. Top two, maybe.
Sure. Right? I mean,
I would say Jimmy Conrad, Ivis, and...
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of what happened, and this happened with Ivis too. SBI Soccer, if you're not familiar with Ivis, he also works at CBS Sports.
Again.
But when we went to Germany the first time, Ivis was also on the trip, mm-hmm. and that was the first time we really got to meet him.
We hung out with him in like press boxes and stuff, but he was working.
Yes.
Let's just be chummy.
Exactly. And I think it was that trip in Germany where and this happens to a lot of people that work in the soccer industry, that they're like, oh, I see what those guys do, but whatever. They might be clowns. I don't know. I don't know if I should take them seriously. And then right. they meet us in person and they're like, yes, they are clowns, but we can also take them seriously.
Yeah. We folks with these clowns, you know?
Ivis was one of those people who Ivis has been, I believe he's been to every single MLS Cup. Covering or at least it might be like 24 out of the 27 or something like that.
Yeah, he's basically been like, I think that everyone except the COVID one and maybe the first one ever.
The OGs. So yeah. The OGs are like, when we're in the press room with them, they're like, all right, what I've been here. They're new here. What are these clowns doing in here?
Right, right, right.
And then again, when they meet us, and then they're like, "Oh, you also pay attention to the minute details of MLS." I'm like, "You're one of us."
Well, I also love the these guys are trying to do what we do. They're not even real journalists. And then we get on a microphone, and we're like, "We're not real journalists."
They're like, okay. I am not threatened. Thank you.
Finally, my bag is remain secure, and I can be friends with them. But it was cool. It was so funny too, because you forget how. How you view that? We view things in a very. We grew up Latino. We have a very certain demeanor. Someone was like, "All right, so you talk to Marco, and then we throw to Poppy." And I was like, "Thank God, there's a Latino here."
Poppy Miller, sure, whatever. Bro,
yeah, but it was Poppy.
Is that your favorite beer? I guess
it was,
you know,
Poppy, not Poppy.
Poppy.
So somebody said, "Yo, Alexis, were you saying Poppy or Poppy?" I'm saying it. The answer is yes, bro. She is, by the way, absolute gem. Sweetheart.
Poppy Miller's great.
Mateo's the homie. Mike Grella. Bruh, 7-0, Mike Grella. Remember that?
7-0. Nutmegging Frank Lampard, Mike Grella.
Wild disgusting. Wild disrespectful. Turns out he's a great dude. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Great dude.
By the way.
Thick mustache.
Completely oblivious as to who or we are. Everyone was like, "These guys are great. These guys are funny." He's just sitting there. He's like, "Never heard of it. Don't care about your podcast."
Were we supposed
funny
to have...
Bits, funny jokes.
Weren't we supposed to have Grella on the show once?
Yes!
Yeah, I think we like DM'd or something like that. Years ago. Maybe like 5-6 years ago.
I think when he was at Columbus.
Maybe,
when he ended his career at Columbus, like, "Yo, love to have you on." Bro, couldn't care less. But he did pull me aside. And I said to him, I kind of roasted him a little bit in the second segment or whatever. And he was a sweetheart about it. And in the first segment, we joked around a little bit. But afterwards, I was like, "Hey, man, it was really great to work with you." That was also the first game he ever called. He did it in the room upstairs. So I wasn't around him, but I'm like, we watched it.
Yeah.
I watched it. So I was like, "Yeah, you did a great job calling the game, man. Congrats. I know how much of a big deal that was for you." And he was like talking about, not that he was nervous, but he was like anticipating it.
Sure.
It was a really big deal for him. So I'm like, "Dude, you did your thing, man. You held your own." I go, "Hey, man, I also kind of wish you had joined NYCFC, man. You were kind of wavy, man, with the ball, you know?" He goes, "Hey, man, I try real hard." And I was like,
dude, he was, and then he ended up, I think he trialed with NYCFC, and it didn't work out. But
he told me, "Well, leave it maybe a little something for the Patreon." You okay. Know what I mean?
Yeah, Alexis will reveal his text messages with my grandma.
You're getting all the DMs, including photos.
And
his feet are disgusting.
So welcome to the show. Welcome to the Cooligans, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am still Alexis Guerrero.
Okay, Mr. Gritty himself.
All right. Now this, by the way, this show better become a Serie A one, because I'm trying to chase this bag, bro.
So you should
Napoli, crazy, huh?
Udinese? Get out of here.
My favorite club.
Just crowbarred in there.
We're talking about Cristiano Ronaldo. You know he played at Juventus.
Today we're talking about the Premier League.
Welcome to the Calcio Show.
But you can go on our Twitter at Soccer Cooligans, and you can see some of the clips that we retweeted from CBS Sports. So go check them out. You can see Alexis on there. Okay, a lot going on today. We have to remind everybody. Obviously, the World Cup is just 6 days away.
I'm getting cooked in the comments. Called White Dad Alexis Guerrero.
It just sounds like a British announcer mispronouncing your name.
Yeah, sounds like anyone who's ever brought me to stage that didn't grow up in the city.
The World Cup is just a couple days away.
As if there's not enough high headlines for this thing.
Yeah, you see the title of the podcast, or you see the thumbnail on YouTube. We'll get into all the Ronaldo, Piers Morgan stuff, our two favorite people.
Yeah.
We all know.
Wow, I can't believe Christian's favorite person and my favorite person did an interview together.
You decide which is which, okay? A reminder, we will be in Atlanta November 21st. It feels weird to even say November and also talk about World Cup. But yes, November 21st at Park Tavern in Piedmont Park for the USA-Wales match. So come through if you are in Atlanta or if you have friends out there. We are with World Soccer Shop is going to be putting on the event. And look, and we got a little World Soccer Shop sent us the TIFO, a newspaper.
A little periódico, bro.
Yeah, dude. And it has a bunch of dope. Look at this, the Mexico kits and all the whole thing. Bro, shout out to World Soccer Shop. And we have some discount codes. We have $10 off from World Soccer Shop. So if you want one of these, what do you should just hit us up, send us a DM, put something in the chat.
We'll put something in our Instagram stories after the show.
Yes. So go to our
Look out for that.
Go to our Instagram and if you want a $10 off discount code.
And if you're listening to this, it's probably still up. So yes. All you gotta do is react to whatever it is we say in there.
I say hit us up. Yeah, okay, dude. Slide in the DMs.
Bro, send me pictures of my Grella's feet. No, please don't do that.
Like, why do you have these?
Damn, why are you in this photo?
So, yes, we will be there. And I should point this out as well. World Soccer Shop did send us some gear.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to wear it on stage. Isn't that how you're dealing?
But we have to, they told us, yo, did you get the stuff?
Yeah, man. Oh, this is mine.
And we got the stuff.
Bruh.
So let's... So what we got?
I went with a little USA. USA. Look at that bad boy right there, huh?
Okay. What did I get? Okay.
I'm a big wind runner guy, dude. Even though those are... I only pass when your boy don't run, you know?
I got...
Is this for runners?
Alexis is so unfamiliar with exercise clothing that he's just like... It's all foreign to him. All right.
Wow. Wait, is this the authentic too?
Authentico. Look at this.
Bro, this is going to fit skin tight on you. Yo, I guess what you don't realize is it the texture.
The texture is the one thing. Look, on when we saw the original leak.
Hold on. Now that you're seeing it for the first time in person, do you hate it?
I don't hate it. But I look, is it, could they've done a little more? I'm going to still stick with that.
Can I be honest with you? I've said I liked it this whole time.
We're talking about the USA kit for people who are listening.
Yeah, I might like it less seeing all this texture on it.
I like the texture on it. It looks like a little, like a topographical map.
Bro, this doesn't fit you, does it?
Yes, it does. It's a medium.
Bro, do the Latino armpit thing. I want to see.
I don't know that you, this is your thing.
This is you do this. And then we're depending on where it sits on the side is how tight it is.
Okay.
You go armpit to arm. No, you got to tuck your finger in it.
What is this going?
Yeah, you go hold it.
Does anybody do this?
Everybody does. This is a Latino thing.
And you put it where?
You put it around your chest.
Like nipples?
Oh, my God. This actually fits a little big on you. Well, don't stretch it.
No, it fits. Yeah, it's a fits. Medium. Medium fits.
That's crazy
me.
Talk,
bro.
Oye, chiquitico este.
Yo. You know what? I also got this. I figured...
Where's my pants?
You got pants?
Yeah.
Are these yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there
you go. Come on, give me my pants, bro.
This might be a little relevant to the homie, Kevincho, but we got an Argentina kit as well.
But you saying all this wee stuff. You know your boy don't fit in that. And I got generic black sweatpants. So now you see what my fit is going to be in Atlanta.
All right. So shout out World Soccer Shop. Thank you.
Fit Watch.
Thank you so much.
Speaking of Fit Watch, you saw me on Serie A. What did you think? What do we think of the fit?
Of your fit? I mean, just like I said about the USA kit, you could have done a little bit more.
You think so?
Everybody's in suits and ascots and everybody look... Looking sharp.
I heard in my ear, like, kid's going to wear a hoodie. it was an Emelian d'Or hoodie, by the way. So it was very nice. I could have just worn that.
It seems a little bit, what's the word? It starts with an M. Oh my God.
Stupid.
It seems like counterproductive to say a nice hoodie. It's not really...
Nah, dad.
Nice hoodie?
You got to switch out of your old mentality.
No.
For you...
I'm not saying that they're bad, but
you spell hoodie with a capital H-O-O-D, I think.
It's not an elegant piece of...
It absolutely is.
...clothing. Let's not be crazy.
When that item, and not the one I'm wearing, sells for sometimes $1,000 or more, we are beyond...
You're going to do this?
We are...
You're going to say because it's expensive, that's why it's nice?
No. You have moved it beyond out of the... This is... You know, something people used to wear to go for runs. We've moved that garment out of that. Once it could garner that level of money, it no longer is a that doesn't belong in that world mentality.
Oh, okay.
That the hoodie I'm wearing, no.
I mean, there the, are comment, some hoodies. The comments under the post are saying otherwise.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of old dudes watching.
They are literally, Alexis, you're an old dude wearing a hoodie.
No, all right, embrace it. What are you talking about? I'm 22 years old, bro. And when I get to your age, Christian, whatchamacallit? But that was actually a Neymar jacket.
Mm.
Right, so mix some brands a little bit.
Nobody knew. Everybody just saw a dude in a black jacket and a hoodie.
White hoodie, sure.
That's it.
You're a bunch of idiots. I'm wearing very nice jeans, Polo branded jeans, not that expensive. But the shoes, bro. Come on now, Off-White. Rest in peace to Virgil.
They're a bunch of wacky colors. Yo, even in the belly squad, trash, people would be like, yo, that's what we can step things up.
Bro, what do you want me to do? Wear a suit? I'm there for lifestyle commentary, bro.
Okay. Apparently, you cannot live a lifestyle in a suit.
Oh, ill, dude. What's this guy? Buying the building? That's what they say if you live a lifestyle.
Wow. I mean, look, you look like a little bit like a...
Dan just said, shut up, Christian.
You look like...
John Fetterman is normalizing hoodies and Sam Berman.
Hoodies and shorts at a debate.
Justin Bieber said, everyone knows the studio was a black tie hoodie affair.
You looked a little bit like a luxury detective. You know what I mean? Like a New York City undercover cop in the subway, but yeah. Like make it fashion.
On the take. By the way, happy birthday to Crimson Pizza. Happy birthday, Crimson Pizza.
And you know, also, we're talking about fashion. Shout out to D Stu in the chat sending me this kit. The Seattle Evertonians.
La Cabana.
Official kit.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Olive and York have been doing their thing, bro.
Appreciate the love. Thank you
so much. Beautiful kit.
Yeah. Love it.
Shouts to not sublimating everything. Love it.
Nice. Was it stitch or whatever?
That's embroidered. Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. All right.
Beautiful.
All right.
All right.
Let's get to it. You see the title. You see the thumbnail. Cristiano Ronaldo. We got a couple clips of his little convo with Piers Morgan.
Before we get to the interview, just what are your general thoughts about Cristiano Ronaldo as a player this season?
As a person,
Manchester United, like yeah,
just a, what do you mean? Like just as a teammate, as a player,
yeah.
Just completely problematic. A distraction.
Distraction is the word I would use,
and
without
also,
a doubt.
And also, totally. I didn't even want to say underperforming, but he hasn't really played. And clearly something's wrong. Either the manager, you know, whether it's the stats say that they play worse without him or they're more likely to lose without him, with him on the pitch. There's no real reason for him to be on with the club anymore.
Absolutely. Now, I will agree with you. I think this was a problem that was brewing from the end of last season. Yeah, he scored, 18 goals last year? And everyone's like, oh, this guy scored the most goals on the team. He also received the most attempts. You know what I mean? Like, more passes were sent to him in scoring positions. It looked like they were forcing the ball to him. He clearly can still score. But everyone knew at his age, with a new system coming in, this isn't going to be your main guy. I said this to Flex. I said that it's on the show. I've said this over and over again. And I keep getting told, like, you don't respect him. He's our GOAT, blah, blah, blah. You should respect him. I said, yo, this dude doesn't have a place on this team. This is going to be bad. He's not a team player. He's for himself. It's the end of his career. To some degree, if you want to excuse everything else, him just as a player, he kind of deserves to go somewhere where he will be starting, where his skill set is needed, and he can continue to be that star. If that's all you care about is his career, then yeah, you could say, okay, he deserves to go somewhere. But clearly, that's not what's going to happen to Manchester United, and he is just going to take away from Ten Hag's first season. And then what has happened?
I'm like, damn, bro. You had a crystal ball, dog?
Bruh, I'm a soothsayer, my G. Bro, this has been an absolute train wreck.
It has. And him doing this interview with Piers Morgan before the World Cup.
It's like he backed the train wreck up and then smashed into the other train again.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry I bumped into you. Let me now go in reverse and run you over.
Like, you know when someone gets in a car accident? And then they try to back out of it. They smash into another car.
Yeah, yeah.
That's this interview. That other guy was like, oh, you're going on. I wasn't doing nothing.
So when you go on, look, Piers Morgan just interviewed Andrew Tate, and now it's Cristiano Ronaldo, two of the most problematic men on the planet.
Let's stop acting like this didn't come about from the Jordan Peterson, Andrew Tate, Cristiano Ronaldo group chat.
Yeah, we're trying to hit all the most problematic SEO right now on this episode.
Yeah, we're going to do
everybody,
this. We want to destroy the lives of as many incels as possible with one clip.
You know what? And I think Trump made an appearance.
Bro, you know he's in that group chat. Right next to Steve Bannon. And Piers Morgan is definitely in that with Rupert Murdoch.
Okay.
This group chat is horrendous.
So,
and in fact, I bet you the N-word is thrown about more in that group chat than on Elon Musk's Twitter.
Boom. I think we got them all. We check them all off.
A little confetti pops behind this.
We hit all the, you know, it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse where somebody says the magic word or the secret word and then everybody starts
The only one we might have missed is that they share a lot of music from Kanye West.
Okay. What does the COVID vaccine have to do with this?
Nothing. Certainly it's not mandated to be in this conversation.
All right. I think we're at, if we miss any, let us know.
Yeah. Okay. Have the numbers dropped?
Mike Tyman said, Kyrie has some thoughts too. Well done.
Oh, damn.
Well done. That's on us. We missed that one. Okay. So there's two clips that were that were released from by Piers Morgan. The interview is going to be drop on Thursday, which is like, look, it's one of those things where I don't want to watch it, but I got to watch it for work purposes, right?
Yo, I'm going to be holding popcorn, not sure how it came about.
So here's one clip, and let's see what he says.
I don't know what's going on, but since the Sir Alex Ferguson left, I saw no evolution in the club. The progress was zero. For example, we have an interesting point that how the club as Manchester United, after Sock Ole, they bring sport directive Ralf Rangnick, which is something that nobody understands. This guy is not even a coach. A bigger club like Manchester United bring sport directive surprised not only me, but all the world, you know.
So this is
I want your immediate reaction and then I'm going to give you my immediate
reaction. My immediate reaction is just like, now we're starting to parse some, there are some things that make some sense here, right?
Hey, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Right? So if he said, look, when Ralf Rangnick got the job, I think that was the reaction from a lot of people. We were all like, this is a weird one.
Yeah.
Manchester United, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson, even winning managers like Mourinho.
But he would be able to bring Ralph Ball, which, you know, he's kind of
He says today, he was like, nobody even knows who this guy was, right?
Oh, come on. He was a part of the Red Bull system. A lot of people know who he was.
Can
I give you my immediate reaction?
Sure.
Did you know his teeth were that big, bro? They can't even stay in his mouth. I had no idea his teeth were so big, bro.
Does he have veneers?
You bunny mouth, dude.
They're not that big.
What are you talking about?
All right. I mean, I think
they're huge.
They look like normal teeth to me. I mean,
or maybe the nose to upper lip is not big enough.
I don't
know. Bro, his teeth are huge.
There's plenty of valid things to criticize,
including his teeth.
His teeth seem fine to me. Regardless,
that's my guy, bro. I want to watch him eat corn.
This was one of the ones where it felt like it. I could understand the perspective. My first impression is, why is he doing this interview? What is the point, right? And I also did hear that he might be getting a $1 million fine for even doing this interview.
It was paid more than that.
But this interview is clearly I'm trying to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
Let me just burn it down.
Yeah.
We're going into World Cup. He's probably presuming he'll have a decent World Cup.
Yeah.
And the stock will be a little bit higher.
Right, because everyone's lining up for a 38-year-old who gives shitty interviews about their most loyal club. Yeah.
So this does... I think him just doing the interview at all kind of solidifies the this guy just should not be on this team, clearly. No. And he's,
it showed us his true colors, which is a dude with big ass teeth. Bro.
Alexis has no grasp or concept of what large teeth actually are.
This is large teeth.
Not even a thing. With
Justin Bieber said Cristiano forehead Aldo. He actually has a really normal forehead. Great hairline on the guy.
Anyway,
So
that was my first take. It's just there's no way that he looks like a professional athlete who respects the club, you know, who respects his employer in any way by doing this. He's sort of framing it like I'll take the bullet because nobody else will say what needs to be said. And we'll hear some of the other comments, but some of the quotes were about like how the facilities weren't updated. The infrastructure, the technology wasn't as modern as some of the other clubs. And that is like a valid complaint, but doing it in this way doesn't make you look good at all.
Let's stop acting like that's a valid complaint, because we've been in Germany. These places are being stripped back of their technology in the locker room, like Dortmund. It's about the club. It's about playing football. It's about, you know, for the fans and blah, blah, blah. It's not about the technology and this and that. You're not in an NFL locker room. You're in a Premier League or a European locker room where it's a little bit of a different energy. It's about reminding you, you should be humbled a little bit, you know?
In fact,
when we were in the Dortmund thing, who was the only person they said that ever complained?
I don't remember.
Don't you remember the hairdryer?
Yeah, but this is the locker room.
Cristiano
Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo is the only one who complained.
He complained about the fact that the hairdryer wasn't like strong enough. It was like a cheap hotel, like a motel hairdryer.
It seemed fine to me.
And I love how this is what Alexis is reasonable about, but the teeth thing is just like, look at those ridiculous teeth. We have to be.
You know whose technology is not good enough? Your dentist, bro.
Whatever.
How did you not model these chompers?
You are a person who uses a hairdryer. The hairdryer
I use it all the time
in the dorm and locker room is not a good hairdryer. It's a cheap, very like 1970s hairdryer.
It's the one that looks like a half of an old phone that just clicks into the wall.
It's a cheap hairdryer, rightfully so. With that shit, meaning that in Dortmund they don't prioritize. And I think it was.
Why do we care about the hairdryer? That's the point. I think that's the point that they said Ronaldo's the only one complaining about the hairdryer.
But we also went to the Dortmund training facility, and they have a like $2 million system that shoots the ball at you, and it's like basically Hollywood squares, and you have to hit the ball into all the squares.
The football knot.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about it, I didn't embarrass myself in there, did I? I did pretty good.
I mean, I don't think you made one shot.
Are you out of your mind? Wow, the disrespect. Don't talk to me like I got big teeth. I might have made two of them out of the three. And the only one I dipped out of was the one that was coming in my head. I was like,
although you ran away from one of the balls.
No, bro. Well, the dude took it off the chest before me and he went, oh, and it made a sound. I was like, I'm not doing that. Bro, I don't need my sternum to crack so I can pretend like I know what I'm doing in front of these journalists. Well, you disrespectful. I didn't make one.
That's what I remember. Wow. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. All right. Anyway.
Catherine Joker says Christian says Dyson Airwrap or nothing.
Bro,
Cristiano Ronaldo and Cristiano Polanco both complained about the blow dryer, bro.
My wife just got a Dyson Airwrap, and it was quite the investment.
It's $400.
I think it's more.
Ridiculous, bro.
But she bought it, and I don't really like.
Amazon sells the bootleg version, right?
No, I can't have that in my home.
No, 120. ringing. I'm like, babe.
But it was so.
Bring your hair over here.
It was so expensive. I didn't. She bought it, but it was so expensive that she asked me if it was okay to buy. You know what I mean? Like, it was such an expensive purchase for her she's like, I need somebody.
She didn't ask permission. She's like, am I being an idiot by buying this right now?
Exactly.
She do got a lot of hair, though.
I mean,
wife, she got long hair.
It's not a lot. It's just the amount of hair.
I'm not saying she's
pretty similar to everybody else.
She's not braiding her arm hair. I'm saying she got it. It's not someone with short hair. It probably takes a while to dry her hair. I heard that thing is fast at drying hair.
Okay, yeah. I mean, this is sponsored by Dyson Airwrap.
Bro, hit us up for $10 off. You can buy your Dyson Airwrap on worldsoccershop.com.
Okay. All right. So
Joe Whitlock goes, yo, you know hair just dries itself, right? Takes forever, fam. Yo, you trying to get people to get pneumonia?
Okay. So
plus, I need to blow dry my hair to add body, bro.
Okay. Alexa doesn't need any more body, dude. He got enough body.
Wow, that's two disses in a row, bro. Christian taking it out on me today, boy.
So just this concept that he is making these points and just basically dragging Manchester United through the mud.
This is like an exit interview where you're like, I'm going to throw everyone under the bus. It's like, yo, it's like uncouth. This isn't the way you do it. Send an email, bro. Tell the club. Tell the owners. Tell Sir Alex Ferguson, hey, how do we fix this club that I love? You don't tell Piers Morgan and a camera.
Well, the one thing that's odd is...
His teeth?
His teeth are just fine. So you would think with his behavior, especially this year, we saw that he didn't want to... He didn't want to get in the game. He didn't want to be substituted inside the game. He walked out.
He walked off the pitch early. Horrible.
Left Old Trafford. So it's weird that like it all seems like at least a calculated effort to try to get out of the club, right? We knew he wanted to leave in the summer, and that didn't happen. So he's really just truly, truly, truly trying to force that hand. And I think what's sort of messing it up for him are the people who are defending him. I genuinely think he does not want people to defend him because he wants to force this move. So the pundits that are like, they understand his perspective or...
Wait. We're going to do this again because I do not understand what the hell you're talking
about. So I'm saying that...
So Cristiano Ronaldo is trying to force his hand at a move by being a bad person.
Yes. And then...
But people defending him is... giving Manchester United pause of letting him go.
Yeah, that's my theory. It's just because it feels like Manchester United, they should have gotten rid of him, right? Because he was becoming too much of a distraction.
Nobody wanted him.
But also you can also get rid of him if you really do not.
No, nobody wanted to sign him.
Yes, but even still, if his conduct is detrimental to the club, you terminate his contract. You figure out some way to get him out, right? It's not just solely relying on another club to buy him.
Until he did this interview, he was trending in the way of saying, I'm going to do something bad enough to get me off this team, but he hadn't done it until this moment.
I would say him not getting into a game. That he was called upon to get in the game.
Can't really drop a player for that.
Oh, bro. There's no way that's
you're giving,
can be tolerated.
I don't think you're giving enough credit to the fact that Ten Hag is in a really unadmirable position or an unenvious position of having to do this while knowing 50% or more of your fans will side with him no matter what, with Cristiano Ronaldo no matter what, because he's a legend in their eyes, the GOAT in their eyes. It's taking, and you could see, look at the reaction Flex is getting from his not agreeing with this. And he's, Flex is being like pretty even across the board and saying, yeah, no, he's right about the Glazers and this and that, but this isn't the way you handle it, and this is making yourself bigger than the club. And he's getting cooked.
Right.
Bro, Ten Hag is like, dude, I just got here, bro.
I barely know this guy.
Imagine you started dating a girl with a kid, and as soon as you walk in, they're both like, all right, now figure this out. Is it me or him? And you're like, what?
Okay.
I just got here.
I'm just trying to figure out what your favorite food is.
Damn.
This is a lot.
Should I guess, what little loop can I put my toothbrush in? Can we go over that one? And then we can figure out the family issues. He's now being tasked with sort of having to clean up this mess that is Ronaldo. And there's no way to handle this where Ten Hag doesn't walk out of this looking like an idiot. There's no way, because either he keeps him on board like he has been, and Ronaldo continues to sort of put pressure on the team to treat him with respect, which means start him. That's all that means. Or he does this. he says, like, all right, boom, you're fined or you're banned or you're benched or you're this or you're that. And Cristiano Ronaldo's like, well, then I'm going to go on fucking Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that I can't plug my iPad in anywhere because the technology here sucks. The Wi-Fi, I can't get it in the locker room.
Literally. It just felt a little bit like it was like an HR, like you mentioned, an exit interview. Like he's complaining to HR,
right,
about this stuff, and it felt a little bit like, bro, Piers Morgan ain't your therapist. Why are you talking to him about these? Like, very, yeah. it's childish.
Piers Morgan is drooling, going, "Tell me more."
So, look, everybody's gonna watch it, and it's all gonna be fodder. But this was a clip that I saw from on TalkSport, and Graham Souness they asked him about Cristiano Ronaldo. I thought Graham Souness was going to be like, yo, this dude's a clown. I can't believe he's saying all this stuff. And it was just a complete opposite. So have a listen.
Sometimes you strongly defended Cristiano Ronaldo. Surely you can no longer defend him after this.
I certainly do. I come back to it. There's a meeting. Two people speak. Two people leave the room with an understanding, and someone has not kept their word.
But what about his conduct here?
And
this is an unauthorized interview.
He feels it's time for him. He's never spoken. He feels it's time for him to come out and tell his side of the story.
Okay, bro.
He's never spoken.
What? This is like Twilight Zone, Black Mirror, just come. I'm like, I cannot believe this man is saying this. This is,
bro. I think Graham Souness is like, here's what I'm gonna do. Everyone goes left, I go right.
That has to be. There has to be a real strategy in what take you're gonna do here, because this is this man. If Paul Pogba. Like puts a gentle bolt of or color in his hair. This man is like, this man doesn't take the game seriously.
He's ruined the club from the inside out.
Disrespectful to his manager, the supporters, every detail of what Paul Pogba did. He just clearly went into it with clear a bias. Didn't like the guy, and for Cristiano Ronaldo to do the things that he's doing, behave the way he's behaving, and receive no criticism from a dude that criticizes everybody about everything, it seems, I'm like, yo, is this dude on the take?
Yeah, it has to be.
I mean, it's insane.
It has to be, bro. I'm telling you, man, it starts from the top, bro. I think this is where it comes from, yo. This is insanity, man.
Right now.
He's been the most, like, traditional old football, yeah, the way it used to be.
Yeah.
He got mad at me for wearing a hoodie on Serie A. That's the kind of man he is. And now to be like, nope. Side with Ronaldo.
He's just a man complaining about a reasonable thing.
He
can't disagree with his club.
Oh, when was the last time you went on Piers Morgan and they battered you?
You know,
I defended you.
He's basically like, look, Cristiano, he was forced to talk to Piers and do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Insane.
I can't put it together. I don't know what this man, Cristiano Ronaldo, has on all these people.
This is when now the I think it's totally fair to come up with the most ridiculous conspiracy theories. You know what I mean?
One of them would have been that Graham Souness would have defended this.
This is wild. And it almost seems like as he's responding, it's almost like he has to do the Meisner, like, okay, I have to get in character and I have to, present this emotion. There's no way. It doesn't feel genuine.
You know, like a slot machine, like it's click, like it clicks one and he goes, well, they're not going to believe that one. Click next one. He's like, I don't even believe that one. Click the next one. He's like, well, this one's going to have to be. All right. It's three cherries. Here we go. This is absolute bananas activity and these are the same people who would call us clowns for just having an American accent and talking about this sport.
Of course. Look, Lousy Val said, I feel like I'm listening to a Trump press officer. Was Graham a former Trump press officer? It's a great question because the spin was incredible.
I have my own set of truths or what it is.
Alternative facts.
Facts.
So, yes. Incredible. So this,
Joe Whitlock said, worst Graham since Lindsay.
So many, quotes to pull from. I know he's, Ronaldo said that Eric Ten Hag doesn't respect him. He said that
I don't respect him because he doesn't respect me, which is the most bully activity of all time.
What was the other
one? The term that keeps coming to mind is uncouth.
Yes, you keep.
I don't know how to spell it, but that's the word that just keeps coming to mind. Like, all of this is just like in bad taste.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, because of Cristiano Ronaldo's just legacy, or his history with the club, his history at Madrid. He's obviously one of the greatest players that has ever played the game, and I think that for some reason to some people gives that it feels that it gives him license to make these complaints. And, Sir Alex Ferguson, there was I forgot who put this quote up. It might have been Fabrizio or somebody, but they put up a quote from Sir Alex Ferguson that said, when any player felt that they were bigger than the manager, I had to let him go.
Yeah.
Referring to David Beckham. And David Beckham didn't do anything
bigger
even
than the club,
close.
Not bigger than the manager.
Bigger than, specifically, he said bigger than the manager.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did say that. So, and I point that out because I had to read the quote again to see exactly what he said. So clearly, there's egos involved. Yeah,
there's another way to say it. It's like, hey, I don't suck your dick, you suck my dick.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, I think that's what Sir Alex Ferguson probably meant to say.
Okay. Yeah. It's a very interesting. I don't want to be in negotiations with you.
Okay. Hey, sir, we're simply going over your new Verizon contract.
It just feels like because of because of his past, they think it's okay for him to talk like this or to behave in this particular way. And I think most reasonable people know that it is absurd. And then to do this interview, there's no way he's returning.
This is him.
It's just absolutely impossible.
And we've talked about this before, but we both have had friends in the past who've done this. Like, they do something so egregious so that their girlfriend breaks up with them, so they don't have to be the one to say, like, oh, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. This is like, the dude who changes. I think we showed the video of AutoZone. Girl?
Yeah.
She's like, who the fuck is AutoZone? Why are you talking to him so much? You want to get freaky with AutoZone? He would. This is Cristiano Ronaldo changing that from AutoZone to Brenda.
This was one of.
Hold on. I do want to read Jamal in the chat, interested always with what he has to say. He said, was Ronaldo a bit looking fake in that interview? Like 100% a facelift and all sort? It's the teeth, bro. I swear it's got to be the teeth. Something's weird with this man's teeth, bro.
He might have veneers. That's it.
Bro.
They don't seem.
He didn't get veneers. He got preneers, though.
Seem outrageously large. But
yo, you're off, man. How do you not notice this?
I did.
I honestly, dude, the whole interview, I was watching the clips, and I'm like, bro, this dude's teeth are out of pocket, bro.
They seem fine to me. I don't know.
His toothpaste budget went up by at least
35%. Are my teeth large? I don't know.
Smile. No, when you smile like that, yeah, just look normal.
this is me normal.
All right. Hey, someone just said, oh, I got that magazine you always wanted.
Oh, that's very kind. Thank you for the magazine, the world, the soccer.com.
Yeah. You know, remember that? See, yeah, your mouth was normal.
Yeah.
This is great. Tell me, and I'm Cristiano Ronaldo.
Hey, I got that magazine that you wanted.
Oh, is this the one you're talking about? That's how he looks,
dude. Absurd. Absurd. Ridiculous. Anyway, I want to highlight this quote. Fabrizio Romano had tweeted out, but it says, it is quoting Cristiano, it says, I want the best for Manchester United. This is why I come. But you have some things inside the club that don't help reach the top level as Man City, Liverpool, and even now Arsenal, there's that subtle.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not subtle.
They've been at the bottom for decades.
Damn, son, we gonna let them?
So the main thing here is you mentioned it's sort of like a breakup, but he didn't do the, it's not you, it's me.
It's you,
not me.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. He's like throwing a grenade into the situation and saying, fine, you won't get rid of me the traditional way. But to me, it's like, this is like, how many grenades does he have to throw? He didn't show up for preseason. I know a lot of people say that something happened with his daughter.
Yeah, that was a family member.
I don't know if that's real or not, but
it is real.
Supposedly it wasn't communicated to the club. Something happened. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but something happened where that communication really must have fallen apart. I know he feels like he was done dirty in that situation, so I'm going to remove that one from it. But he also walked off the pitch. He wouldn't get into a game when he was asked to. He did that stupid interview where he was like, oh, I try to talk to the young players, but they don't respect me. Like,
dude, Cristiano Ronaldo, realistically, he's at the Antonio Brown of the Premier League.
100%.
That's
all
it.
He used to do is this, bro.
He's just problematic. He complains when he doesn't get things his way. Always feels disrespected. And I'm sure, look, there's like the same thing with Antonio Brown. You know, there's Antonio Brown's case, there's the coach's case, and there's probably the truth in the middle, right?
In the middle. But if he was a better person, we'd side with him.
Exactly. And he's not showing any like endearing quality where you would believe what he's saying.
Forget endearing quality. There's no class involved with what he's doing. He's not upholding himself to the standard of a top professional. He's not acting like a goat. He's not acting like a club legend. He's acting like someone who's saying, I'm not getting my way. So I'm going to give you two truths and a bunch of disrespectful comments. Even what he said about Rooney.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Bro, you don't have to say all that.
That was wild.
Rooney has been pretty open about like, yo, this isn't helping the club. But at no point did Wayne Rooney disrespect Cristiano Ronaldo. If he did and I missed it, please let me know. But Cristiano Ronaldo's like, oh, I don't know why he's talking so much about me. Maybe it's because my career is still at a high level. It isn't because you want to bench, bro. But he goes, maybe it's because my career is still at a high level and his isn't. Okay. I could take your word there and go, okay, a little disrespectful to say that about your past teammate, but we move. And then he goes, I could say that I'm better looking than him, but I won't because I am.
Yeah.
And I was like, you ain't need to say all that.
I mean, the quote here is pretty wild. I mean, to me, his teeth look normal here. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Perfectly normal teeth.
I think he got fake teeth.
But the, he's like he said, the exact quote is, I don't know why he criticized me so badly, probably because he finished his career and I'm still playing at a high level. I'm not going to say it, which is that I'm looking better than him, which is true.
So basically, he said he's jealous of me for my playing career and he's jealous of me for the way I look, which is like, if you're going to say something, this is like high school drama, bad guy. This is like the saddest,
bully.
Most pathetic.
Yeah.
Do it like he's tan. You know, he's got nice hair.
But you can
abs,
comment.
Big teeth.
Comment about the teeth. Apparently, that's cool for Alexis.
Rooney, hit the teeth, my G. Not with your fist, but your words, bro.
So, he looks childish. He looks petty. He is really, ruining whatever was left of his legacy. And especially as a Manchester United player, I don't really get, we've seen him not shaking hands with Gary Neville.
He's the pettiest man. And I respect petty. I'm a big fan of petty. This is the wrong way to be petty.
His favorite band is Tom Petty.
Bro, okay? You got to remember those who preyed on your downfall, my G. You can't be bestowing upon other people their downfall. That's not petty.
Yeah, so bad. Yeah, it's a really bad, I think, turn of events. And I don't know.
Is it or is this Ronaldo's true colors continuing to shine and people just being like, la, 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 I like him.
I just don't understand for a player of his caliber and history and record, what do you have left besides what you're leaving behind? You know, what you're leaving people thinking of you as, you know,
does
what I mean?
He have a legacy?
Yeah. This
is it now.
Yeah. I don't know what he wants to do with the rest of his life and that this is how he is choosing to end his career. Like, all I'm saying, look, Messi would never.
Bro, Messi
would never be caught doing anything like this.
Remember when Messi went to PSG, Ronaldo came back to Manchester United, and Ronaldo scoring a bunch of goals, looking like a superstar. And everyone like, oh my God, the GOAT conversation has completely shifted. Mm-hmm. Ronaldo's got to be your GOAT. 1 year later, Messi is looking like old Messi, superstar. People are actively, openly speaking about Lionel Messi potentially winning World Cup.
Yeah.
And Cristiano Ronaldo is talking to Piers Morgan.
Bro.
I mean, the yank of the steering wheel.
I mean, the parallel GOAT status conversation just went. Like, guy just was like, nah, I'm gonna
go. Bro, there's a roadblock on the one, and the other guy took off, bro.
So, look, I think it's embarrassing. And I even if he does force a move, go to another club. What other club is going to be like, we got this, you know, they're not going to be super excited or proud about bringing this guy.
It's not
going
to be a top level club. It's going to be another club who's just like, let's bring him in for the promotion.
This dude should have gone to Saudi Arabia.
Got his 180 million.
China. Do what? Because if that's what it was about, then like, bro, it would have been an easier time. You would have been, you know, he talked, there was another quote about, you know, Real Madrid, he said he should have never left. I was treated like a king. And that's the problem, is that he wants to be treated like a king.
He believes he's the most important person in the room, regardless of what room he's in.
And at some point, you're going to see diminishing returns on that attitude. That
Florentino Perez, bro. What a move. Fiorentino.
Figured out when to get to that.
That's important. Look, you saw it probably was. Did he leave after winning Champions League, or they didn't win Champions League that year? I don't remember what year he left exactly.
I don't think they did win.
I don't remember. Regardless, it just seems all pretty dumb. I really don't get it. I mean, he already has a lot of controversy surrounding his life.
He's the person who drove into another car and then goes like, but I'm a victim. My car is also ruined.
Right.
That's him. He just wants all the attention on him. He wants all the plaudits on him. He doesn't want. And this is, look, at the end of the day, he only cares about himself. He does not care about the club, Manchester United. Has he said some things that are true? Should the club have advanced their technology? Should the club have invested more in the club? Absolutely. Should the Glazers have done more for the institution of Manchester United more than just what's on the pitch? Maybe. And those are all things that could be argued. And he might be 100% right on that. But this is not how you handle it. You don't throw your manager under the bus. You don't put him in this situation. You don't throw other legends under the bus. And all of you Manchester United fans that are just rushing to defend Cristiano Ronaldo, where were you with that energy for Wayne Rooney, bruh? When he said that disrespectful shit about Wayne Rooney, where were you?
Mm.
So you only care about him? You care about him more than? Wear your jerseys backwards then. Wear your kits backwards. Because you only care about that name. You only care about Ronaldo.
Crisscross.
Another reference everyone's going to get. You only care about that. Get that Manchester United badge off your heart, because you don't care about Manchester United. You care about Cristiano Ronaldo. Go buy Cristiano Ronaldo merch. Mm. You don't deserve to wear the Manchester United badge over your heart. Bro, you don't, because, yo, you didn't defend anyone else. Yo, everybody catching strays. Your new manager catching strays. And you don't care about that. As long as Cristiano Ronaldo, oh, he's like a little Fabergé egg. Oh, everybody protect him. And you're just being a piece of shit along with him. And you know what? Go out and get big veneers. If you really a Cristiano Ronaldo fan, go get them buck teeth, my G.
Did you see the person who was most devastated by Ronaldo not being in the lineup the last 2 weeks? The last two matches?
To say I could care less about this but is not saying,
bro,
enough.
It's news, dog. I show speed. He went over to Manchester, went to go see his hero, and for the Carabao Cup match and for the Premier League match, and Ronaldo was not in either lineups because he was working on an interview with.
You should have went to Piers Morgan's studio, bro.
And look, you know, shout out to Speed, becoming,
he's doing his thing, bro.
One of the most famous people in world football right now. I always respect anybody's hustle. It's not my hustle, not the way I want to do things, but like when he did like an interview or like, you know, one of the announcers or somebody was like trying to interview him, and he was like, oh, Ronaldo's not in the squad, and he like collapsed on the ground like crying.
I mean, that's his thing, his big reaction. He screams a lot.
Yeah. But it's just like, it's funny seeing him around these old English dudes and seeing this like.
Yeah, young, but there's a little something like, oh, look at this American clown.
It's
here.
A little
there's
bit. Also,
there's another one I don't want to mention, but there's a little bit of that as well.
That's my issue with it, but whatever.
Hey, he's making money off
of
it.
But there's an American out in England doing their thing, but yeah, he was clearly very devastated. So, all right,
I do want to say one thing that Cristiano Ronaldo said, and Jamal put it in the chat. It was actually kind of funny.
Which was that?
He said, I remember before one match, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer didn't do a team talk in the dressing room. He just put on a video of his goal in the 1999 Champions League final. We lost 5-0. That is, without a doubt,
That's a wild one.
That's comedy, bro.
That's pretty. Look, I hope this is real, Because that is one of the, I mean, that's out of like a, that would be like, that's what you think Ted Lasso would do.
Yo, yes. That's also like a Mr. Bean episode.
Right, right.
It's just really funny.
I'm going to get, you know, the boys excited.
I ain't
at halftime.
Even talk, bro.
I'm going to play my comedy special but at halftime, you know?
We lost 5-0.
Oh, my strategy didn't work. I just thought that would inspire them.
Oh, Jamal said that's fake. Oh, damn.
No.
Paddy Power made it up.
Bro, that's a good fake.
That's a good,
that's
yo,
like
the
a
writer
believable
of that.
One. It's a believable yo. One.
That's what the writer of that. That was good. That's good comedy.
Okay, let's talk. Let's move on. I did not think we were going to be here for 45 minutes talking about this, but
really, I mean, the thumbnail and the title said it. So
we'll
also shouts to the 70 viewers.
Everybody's interested in all this stuff. Let's talk about the rest of the Premier League at the moment. The top four, we see Arsenal still up there. Manchester City.
Can we please show some respect? I mean, at the top?
Last several weeks.
No.
That's
no.
it. Every week.
I will not
we
let you
do this.
Yo, people prayed on our downfall, bro. People been spending time. This motherfucker said, and even Arsenal now. No. This is absolutely incredible. You got to forget, even our own fan base last season were like, get this guy out, blah, 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 blah. And I had to sit here and fight them all off and defend Mikel Arteta. They haven't even been 100% full, with their squad the entire time. Zinchenko, an important piece, missed some time. Fullbacks have missed important time. We've had to have a closer like Mariano Rivera, shouts to that article in The Athletic. We've had to do so many incredible things this season with an absolutely young squad. Emile Smith Rowe hasn't even seen the pitch yet. Absolutely incredible to be first place, 5 points clear. Manchester City went out and got an android sent from space to score goals.
Mm-hmm.
The man's got 16 goals already this season, and they're still in second place, 5 points behind us. Bro, that's massive. Someone needs to start putting some respect. 15,
nobody,
14
yeah,
or 15.
Nobody's respecting Arsenal week in and week out. Everybody's like, they don't deserve to be first place. What are you talking about?
Yo, you literally say that every week.
I literally do not say that every week. I say they are a good team and they're proving it week in and week out, getting results on teams that, you know, Manchester City should not be losing to Brentford.
No, they shouldn't. Look, I'm a little worried about the second half of the calendar year, whatever you want to call it, because it hasn't really been half of a season yet. But I am a little worried about what happens in the next part of the season, because we play Newcastle twice. We play Manchester City twice. It's not going to be an easy run, but you have to pay some respect. Maybe that's not you, but everyone listening to this who doesn't want us to be in first place, and that's everybody that's not an Arsenal fan. Yo, you got to give a little respect to Mikel Arteta, bro. First place at the end of every single match week. We have been in first place since the beginning of the season, bro. 14 in a row.
They're playing very well. I mean, how much more does that need to be highlighted?
I wish we had a click clack button.
It's not that much of a shock now at this point that
it should continue.
It's not a surprise that Arsenal are winning. It is a surprise that Manchester City are losing games. That's the surprise.
While we're winning. Because let me tell you something. Old Arsenal would have dropped points last match knowing Manchester City dropped points as well. The foot would have been taken off the gas.
Maybe.
Off the throttle.
Maybe. But look, I think they are getting production from different players week in and week out. It's, you know, a lot of times people are highlighting, you know, Gabriel Jesus hasn't scored in these many matches.
Else.
But he is. I mean, his pass led to that first goal.
Thank you.
And Martin Odegaard is
absolutely incredible.
Yeah, now it's
he doesn't get a lot of the attention either, because a lot of what he does doesn't always end up in the stat sheet. But if you're willing to deep dive and if you believe in like the XGs and all this, dude, every time he touches the ball, we get closer to a goal than when anyone else touches the ball.
Yeah, was this
in modern football?
I saw
insane.
A clip.
That might be a little bit of a stretch.
I saw a clip, and I don't remember if it was in the game against Wolves, but the dummy that he did, that he like swung at the ball. But it might have not been against Wolves.
It wasn't against Wolves. I know what
but
you're talking
I just
about.
Saw. I just literally. It might have popped up on TikTok
the
other day.
That is
but
next level.
Honestly, it very much is. I was just like, yo, I've never really seen this done in a game, and it worked absolutely perfectly.
That's some shit you see like with like five Brazilian dudes playing with their nephews.
Right, right.
And that clip goes viral.
So I don't have the clip in front of me, but to describe it, he basically is getting a ball from the fullback, and he's basically on the touchline, and he gets a ball down the line, and he swings at the ball like he's about to maybe like send the switch, right? And he does the motion of the swing, but lets the ball go in between his legs,
right?
And it reaches Saka,
so he purposely misses the ball.
So it was unbelievable. You could understand just letting the ball go.
If you're a defender, you're like, well, that can't be legal.
Yeah, and the defender was completely locked. They were like, yo, they were just looking at the ball go by them, and Odegaard is running, and Saka gets the ball and does like a 1-2 and gets it to Odegaard. And look, he's a very gifted and intelligent player.
I know the Brits would say techie.
And
wild techie.
A great the next Ozil, right? I mean, it's the closest thing I've seen.
I have a better question, because Ozil is one thing, but Ozil had a certain way about him. I'm going to ask a different question. I would love Arsenal fans, let me know what you think. Yo, is Martin Odegaard the new Santi Cazorla?
Okay.
He might be.
He might be. I feel like Santi
was... Good at free kicks, trustworthy, very progressive, not necessarily a magician like Ozil was, but dude always did something with the ball that just was like, damn.
Yeah.
I don't even know what buttons to hit in FIFA to do that.
I mean, to me, he's more Ozil than Cazorla, but I
don't see that.
I see what you're saying.
Cazorla was a bit more aggressive. Ozil was like late in the cut. He was in his pocket. He was in his own game, Ozil.
Yeah.
Odegaard
is
a bit more active. Certainly presses a lot more than Ozil ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be the Santi Cazorla, man.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk about in the top four, obviously Manchester City's two, but three, we got Newcastle United, who have been on an absolute tear.
Bro, Miguel Almirón. Miguel Almirón is having a run. I don't think I've seen a run like this since
Erling Haaland did it a couple weeks ago.
No. I mean, he had a run of scoring, but the consistency that we've seen from week to week reminds me, from someone who you didn't expect it, reminds me of Jamie Vardy's 11-game, 11-goals run.
Right.
I know it might have been, I think it was more than that. I think that was the record was 11 games, but he scored 11 goals in 11 games. That run where you're like, again? He's doing it again?
I'm more impressed that he's doing this as a midfielder, right? He plays as a midfielder or a winger.
No, he plays as an attacking midfielder and or wing forward.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's not a striker. He's not a guy you necessarily expect. Even in MLS, he was not a guy.
What happened? He said Crimson Pizza said, keep the button below with the volume.
Okay. He wasn't a guy that necessarily took a lot of shots. He got a fair amount of assists. Mm-hmm. And in Newcastle, you know, for when he got there, what, in 2017, 2018 season?
Yeah.
And no. He got there after they won MLS Cup. They won MLS Cup
Miguel
in 20. Yeah, 18, 19.
Yeah, they won in 18.
18, right. So he got there 19. So... his role, I think, wasn't clearly defined.
Also, he was, you know, being managed by Steve Bruce.
Right. And it just seems like now it's like, they're like, we don't need that many assists from you. Like, you can score. You're a great, great left foot. And he won player of the month, and he got goal of the month, and Eddie Howe got manager of the month.
Yeah.
So it's a great month for Newcastle.
Money,
it totally makes sense.
And they slide up into third place, which is huge.
They beat Chelsea. And this is like another thing where Newcastle, I mean, obviously they've had struggled essentially the last decade, but this team is like, they're just like not giving up the goals you would normally expect. It's not easy to score against Newcastle anymore. And even Chelsea couldn't do it.
But also, there's this understanding that they're going to come in and play you as hard as anyone has ever played you. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to give up easy goals. They're not easy to beat. But they're also going to play you, everyone dialed up to 11. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to play Newcastle, and it's not for any specific reason, but besides, like, yo, they all really believe they can win regardless of who they're up against. Yeah. When that first whistle blows, Newcastle, yo, Eddie Howe, and I said this a while ago, Eddie Howe should have been the manager of Manchester United. That is the what I attribute to Manchester United, which is like, until that final whistle blows, they're never really out of it. And they're always at odds to win, even if they're down a goal. You know what I mean? That's that Sir Alex Ferguson Manchester United, at least that I remember. That, to me, is what Newcastle is becoming. And everyone talks about the money, the money, the money. Bro, look at the names we're talking about. We're talking about Miguel Almirón, you know, Trippier before he got injured, obviously doing well. But Chris Wood is even doing a job, and obviously he's not starting. But the names that I'm listing, Alanse Maximan.
He didn't play in that game, right?
He's not even starting. No, I think he's back from injury.
Okay, I'm not even sure. I didn't see him in the game, so I wasn't sure what happened.
Bro, the names we're saying, these aren't the superstar signings. Remember that meme that came out of, it was like FIFA. It was like Mohamed Salah, Mbappe, Cristiano Ronaldo, like Manchester United lining up in 2023 or whatever. They haven't done that. They didn't go out. I mean, look, I'm sure they will, but they haven't done that yet, and they're already winning. And this is all I think I attribute to Eddie Howe. Eddie Howe has this team playing with a certain level of confidence you just generally don't see from clubs with names like that and with players of this level.
Somebody said, and I don't remember who, apologies, but somebody in the chat said that Newcastle hasn't even broke the bank yet. So I imagine
what I'm saying.
Yeah, they do. So.
Bro, and by the way, all they're going to be doing is adding pieces. They're not going to go out and get just a bunch of big names like PSG have done in the past. They're going to be adding pieces to a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, and I would say Newcastle is probably the biggest difference, and the best thing they did was bring in Bruno Guimarães.
He's a superstar.
I think he's been really the main difference, and that midfield is so incredibly strong. So,
buys in the back line. I mean, really, really smart.
The somebody said Chelsea has been playing like garbage. Lousy Val said Chelsea have been playing like garbage, and they can't score against anybody. So what? Yeah, I would see. Chelsea's lost what, two games, three, or two, you know, under Graham Potter.
It hasn't been great.
I mean, they're not gonna win every game, right? I mean, we know that.
They lost to his old team, bro.
Yeah, they lost to Brighton.
Yeah, it's not a good look, bro.
Not a great look, but it kind of just to me highlights that the sort of same issues. Like it's not solely the manager that's gonna kind of fix everything. At least, like, there's gonna be some hiccups throughout the thing.
Their run of form is two draws and three losses in the last five.
Yeah, so not a great,
right?
You know,
you're certainly not driving forward.
I did see a quote. I think I forgot who it was from exactly, but they did say that Chelsea's, board and front office are backing the manager, and they just feel like he needs more time. So
certainly does. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, but it didn't seem necessary to get rid of Thomas Tuchel as far as from a sporting side.
Yeah, I heard in the background he was not
easy to work with.
Well liked anymore.
Okay. Well, so it didn't seem like the manager was the problem at Chelsea.
I asked. I heard nothing about his teeth, so it's got nothing to do with teeth.
Okay. Well, okay.
Just in case you were wondering.
Okay. Alexis has his sources.
Yeah. Chomp watch.
I wanted to get to Everton real quick.
We got to talk about whether Lampard survives this.
This is
World Cup.
Even on the broadcast, at least in the U.S., they were saying that you don't want to be losing as many games as Everton have lost in a row right before a 6-week break into the World Cup, because it feels like the time to make a change would be during this break. But I think, you know, I've said this repeatedly. Everton have had so many struggles with just switching manager after manager after manager that I don't think that's what the problem is.
To some degree, you kind of have to sit back and hold on. But they're back in 17th place.
Mm-hmm.
They're back in the relegation zone.
They lost to Bournemouth two times in a row away. They literally, they played in the Carabao Cup match against Bournemouth, and then they lose in the league as well. And a lot of people were just pointing out, like, for the people who did two away days in a row.
Oof.
And have to witness terrible losses. I think they lost at least by 3-goal margin each time. It's just, they look bad. It's frustrating. It's even with some players coming back, they just cannot score goals. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Without Dominic Calvert-Lewin there, that seems to be at least a bit of a threat.
How long is he out for?
I don't know. I mean, well, obviously he'll be back by the time
the
World Cup is over. But he picked up a cramp or some leg injury that kept him out of the last two matches. But there's Everton desperately need a striker or at least a winger that's like just a bigger threat.
You're getting a little deja vu from last season.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And it's
you're in 17th. You're just outside the relegation zone by 1 point.
But it's like, how do you beat? You win against Crystal Palace 3-0, and then it goes back to your old ways of just like not being able to figure anything out, not being able to score. They just have no ideas offensively, and they were for a long stretch they gave up the least amount of goals in the Premier League. So that everybody was like, all right, look, once we figure out
defensively, they're good. We just got to figure out scoring.
And it's like, nah, they're still giving up a whole game out buckets. All yeah. Right?
some goals are wider than others, I guess. But it's just, to me, it's, look, your next match is against Wolves, last club in the league, right? It looks like they're going to get relegated. I mean, you know, just because they're in 20th place, obviously anything can change. But 10 points, you know, they're doing terrible.
Yeah.
You got some time before that.
I hope they take this time to heal, to reflect, you know, to really work on themselves.
Yeah. Everything we would have said to Ronaldo, we're going to say to you.
But
come January, do you think you don't think Lampard's going to get sacked, but do you think he will be given something? Do you think he will be given enough of an opportunity to build this squad from the January transfer window? Do you think there's enough trust in Frank Lampard to give him that transfer window? Or to just say like, hey man, you got to make do with what you got.
I think if there's like another few losses, I'm going to say no. I think they're going to feel forced to make a change, even when they don't really want to. Because I mean, you know, whatever. It's a results based business, yeah. And you can only back your guy for so long. I think the fans do support Frank Lampard, but even after the game. Against Bournemouth, there was some sort of scuffle. Alex Iwobi was arguing with fans.
Right. The tweet I saw that got shared in like four of the five group chats I'm in.
Yeah.
Was a fan throwing back a shirt to Iwobi that Iwobi gave him. But you told me that's not what happened.
That is not what happened. So that's what everyone thought. And I think
was a fan who really wanted an autograph real bad.
I think the this was also on the broadcast. They were trying to interpret what happened, and they said like, oh, a fan threw their. Threw a Wolby shirt back, but he did not give their shirt. It was just a fan that threw
his own shirt.
Their own shirt.
No one gave it to him. He just was so upset he threw a shirt.
Look, the Everton fans have every right to be upset, especially losing two times to the same team, you know, just back to back and looking bad while doing it. So they have every right to be frustrated. I don't know what the details were of why he was arguing with a fan. Maybe the fan said something offensive or went too far. No idea. But
what's your comedians from the Liverpool area who support Everton group chat saying?
I mean, it's mostly we're shit. This is happening again. It's mostly.
What's the general tone about Lampard?
The general tone is a little bit of, I think it was early on, maybe at the end of last season, the beginning of this one, was like he's instilling some hope, but I don't know if he really knows what he's doing. And now it's like, the way people make fun of Joe Biden for having like, you know, not
no
speaking
clue.
Clearly. No, that's how they make fun of Lampard to some degree. They start making fun of like he's a nonce, as they say. And
that's kind of interesting. I would never thought that. But yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like they're not like completely badgering him and just saying he's useless. But they're just like, oh, it's like this is above his pay grade. Like it's getting to a point where it's like they don't have a lot of confidence in his like. Tactical ability. So
I know they would never do it. They would never sell him, but I still think the player that he needs to go out and get is Jack Harrison, dude.
Jack Harrison would be a great player.
Revolution. First of all, he'd be able to go back to his spot on the right. He's kind of been switching a lot at least.
Yeah.
Remember, he credits Frank Lampard with sort of advancing his career over at NYCFC. They have a great relationship. He already has a strong bond with him. He respects him already. He treats him like a legend. And he's the perfect fit for what they need because he would unlock all your other forwards.
Yeah, you ain't going to get an argument from me.
Bro, I honestly think you get him for less than 30.
I don't see Leeds giving him up.
No, I don't see that either. That's the problem.
I'd say, like, I think Jack Harrison would be great at Everton. I think
Miguel Amirón would be great.
No, I mean, Christian Pulisic, you know,
Pulisic, it's almost obvious.
He'd be a superstar immediately.
For us, just talking to the club and seeing how hard the club is working to build their profile out in America.
Yeah.
Bruh, what are you waiting for? Go get this man.
They better be making offers, bro. I hope so.
You got money. You're building a new stadium.
I would think I think it's a great move for both parties, and I think he could really, really help the team. Everton are unfortunately a group of like poor decision makers. I mean, you just see it, right? I'm not crazy. I don't think I'm being that critical, but you see the decisions that the players make. Decision to decision to decision, you're just like, why did he do that? I'm like, why did he do that? There's just like a constant.
I need to correct you on something. Jamal said, a nonce isn't making fun of someone. It means pedophile.
I've never heard that ever.
Well, I mean, he's weird as you ain't, bro. I'm going to go with him.
Literally, you're the first. Why do they say it all the time? They say it as somebody
who's
dumb.
Have you met them? The C word just gets thrown around like it's hello.
I know you're British, but I think that's either that's wrong or something that's lost in translation or something, because that's never how it's ever been used. And I'm a words guy. Yeah. Okay. I've heard it a bunch of times and it's never been used in that context. But I don't know.
Bro, he's a words guy, bro.
I don't know what they say in your hood, bro. I don't know. Okay.
Get Pulisic and Ziyech. Yeah, just take all the Chelsea players nobody wants, bro.
Okay.
Kirby D said it does mean that. Google it. Nonsense. Jamal.
Okay, let's confirm. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I've never heard it used in that context.
So everyone seems to be. Felix Dalgao said, Polanco knows all the words.
Let's go.
Yo. You know what? Pull up the words mean spreadsheet and let's see where it lies, dude.
Okay. So look, I don't know what is the.
Maybe it's regional, Crimson Pizza said, like Alexis in his battle over the word, the meaning of dub.
Yeah.
Y'all saw it on that CBS Colasso thing.
Well,
Miro backs me up on this.
Okay, yes.
Specifically.
Four people back him up. You, him, Miro, and Fafa Pico are the only ones that will like die on this hill.
Silhouettes Rock. Shouts to Silhouettes Rock. I haven't seen you in a minute. Said, Alexis is my foods guy. Christian is my words guy. And let me tell you something. That's the right way to break it down. That is the perfect way. Do not come to me for foods. I mean, for words. Do not go to Christian for foods, bro.
Okay, yeah. Don't get them confused, all right? We don't need that.
You be drinking Soylent, saying all the wrong things, bro. Saying it's a dub.
So I don't know what... I think this these next couple weeks, Everton are going... they're doing a... for the players that didn't make the World Cup.
The whole squad, basically.
They're going to be playing in Australia and playing some matches.
I think this will be good. This will be a good opportunity to have everyone bond.
They need to figure something out quickly. Quickly, because it's looking bad for the Toffees.
Unless Pulisic gets injured in the World Cup, obviously. Kirby D said, Alexis is my teeth guy. You guys get me. Unless Pulisic gets injured in the World Cup, which obviously we hope doesn't happen, Pulisic and or, what's his name? Jack Harrison. To me, you get them both for under, you probably get them both for under 60, 65 mil.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is enough of an investment, I think, in your club. That would advance the ball beyond that midfield, which is where you seem to be struggling, is getting it from there into the goal.
Seems pretty like
you
rudimentary.
Heard it here first, folks.
I'm like,
words guy just said, yeah.
I'm trying to think of like if there's a deeper reason of like why they can't get the ball from the midfield to those forwards. I think the midfield is very much improved. I just think it's the forwards. I mean, I put that blame on Damari Gray, on Neil Mopai, on Dominic Calvert-Lewin. I just think when the ball gets up there, I don't think they really know what's going on. I don't think they know what they're doing. I think they're holding the ball for too long. It's frustrating to watch. And you know, it's frustrating to have to, you know, Connor Cody and Tarkowski have to constantly make unbelievable clearances, and Jordan Pickford have to make huge saves. It's annoying. And I think that's what Everton fans are tired of.
I am going to send you something I would love for you to play, because this is absolutely ridiculous.
What is it?
Wait till you see it.
Okay, it'd be nice to prepare. I would have loved to.
Yeah,
have
I actually, it. As you were talking, I just remembered it because I actually think he's a player that you should get. But what's the easiest way? Probably text, right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, play that for the chat. But I also want to see your reaction to it. Now you heard that we got it. this is absolutely incredible. But I think this is a player that you might benefit from. But I don't know if you would be interested in him.
Okay, this is...
Is there a way to replay this? Refresh the page, maybe?
Yes, I can. Here.
Piece we just made for our longtime client, Memphis Depay. This piece is covered with round diamonds all around, on the sides, everywhere.
And even the back has diamonds with his favorite acronym.
The background has the globe of the world, and on top of that...
Okay, why are we watching this?
Because one, they said Memphis Depay, which is great. But also, look at the chain. Memphis Depay just bought himself. Also, can we pause on the back? This is his favorite acronym. It says it. Okay, hold on. BADTTW.
Yeah.
What could that possibly mean?
I have no idea.
Bad to the world? That's not an acronym, right? Because the BAD would also stand for something.
Yeah. I don't know. Literally, that's it.
BADTTW.
If anybody knows. Yeah, Memphis Depay. Yeah, he's great. But it'd be nice to have them all. It'd be nice to have a competent striker that can score a couple goals on Everton.
Bro, Nick Red said, is that a diamond robot taking a dump? Can we talk about what is the chain is? The chain is what? That's Memphis Depay's logo with the world behind it. It's on a Cuban link chain.
Is it the world or is it?
No, that's the world. See?
But it's Africa. Africa is the continent being highlighted.
Yeah. But it's the world from the view of Africa and Europe.
Got it.
Yeah, Europe is in the top. Pretty sure.
All right. But I mean, Africa is leading the charge here.
But this is his logo, right?
Yeah.
It's two hands. This is not a bad chain.
This is so ridiculous. This is such a waste of money.
Is it?
100%.
No, it's a good investment.
Jewelry is a good investment. Are you a maniac?
You could literally strip out every diamond in that and sell it, and you can melt that down and sell it back for weight. That's not a bad investment.
And lose money on that whole process.
You're going to get back a portion of it. And hold on a second. Jewelry only gets more expensive with time.
Oh, yeah. Jewelry gets more expensive with time.
Yeah. Diamonds... Jewels, these things get more expensive with time.
I mean,
that's why you have to get insurance.
They go up and down. I wouldn't say. I think it's a pretty big waste of money.
So the ladies when you see the chain.
okay, I mean, look. This is the fashionista, Serie A fashionista, telling you go invest in jewelry,
bro.
All of a sudden, Alexis has a jewelry company that you should get involved in.
Yeah. Just go to alexisice.com. No, I will say, look, mira, abuelo told me you don't show other people what they don't have. So that's why I don't wear any chains. I don't wear watches. Not my thing.
But it's a good investment.
It is a good investment, though.
Take your financial advice from Alexis.
wait a minute. Christian's your words guy. I'm your foods and monies guy.
Okay. You know, I got a jewel guy. Alexis Guerrero. He sits next to me every week on this soccer podcast. He knows this stuff.
Oh, my God.
What?
JG figured out what the acronym is. Blind and dead to the world.
Blind and dead to the world.
Why is that your acronym? Memphis Depay and or Depay?
Is it because he's like constantly like ignored and doubted? Did he make the Netherlands squad?
He might not have.
Maybe that's why.
But that all of a sudden becomes, someone in your team has to be like, one, stop wearing fringe. Two, not a rapper, bro. Dude, let it go. Three, blind and dead to the world. Could we get something a little less, Tim Burton?
It's a little grim, yes. But you know what? This is the problem. A lot of times, and I think a lot
Or is he blind and dead to the world that's criticizing him?
Yeah, I think that's how I interpreted it.
Maybe he should be blind and deaf to the world. Is that what you meant? Deaf. Blind and deaf to the world. He put dead, though. He put dead. Everyone else is saying deaf. Okay, he's blind and deaf to the world, which means don't listen to your haters.
Right, right.
That's so much less Tim Burton.
Okay, yeah, the dead part, I think, threw us.
Blind and deaf to the world. Thank you, Miss Stephanie, for correcting that.
That's an important correction.
Wildly important correction. Blind and deaf to the world is actually not that bad of a...
But he is saying that he is ignored or he's ignoring the world.
Maybe it's both, but I have a feeling because
Memphis he closes Depay, his eyes and covers his ears.
Yeah. Memphis Depay seems like the kind of person who would, if you told him like, "Hey man, that's not cool," he'd be like, "Oh wow, dude, you want to stop my shine, dog?
I'm blind and deaf to the world. Stop that, man.
Yo, maybe all your fringe keeps getting stuck in the car door, dude. Maybe you don't wear that. Oh wow, another hater, dude. I can't hear or see you, my G. It seems like that kind of a guy.
Sure. He seems like a guy that is too overly inspired by inspirational quotes on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
This happens to a lot of like footballers, rappers.
Yes.
They see a quote.
Not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
And it's not a bad quote per se, but when you make a black and white photo. But when you make it your identity, it's like, all right, bro, you should have just waited a couple years. You would have found a better one.
Yeah, 100%. Or, you know, read a book, dude. And that's coming from me, not the words guy.
So it's all good. But out of cringy footballers, Memphis Depay he's not that cringy.
He's on the list.
He's on the list, but he's not top. Even as a rapper, he's a decent rapper.
Decent rapper, for sure.
And athletes who rap, you can be wild cringe.
Oh, my God.
But I'm like on
board. I had to defend Shaquille O'Neal because he's from North.
So
you remember Kobe had an album.
Kobe had an album?
Yeah.
Or songs.
He had a couple songs. One single out. And Adidas wouldn't let him put out the album.
Oh, I did not. I didn't hear the album. I do know who's
Cedric Ceballos.
This dude is a pretty good rapper. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, but he does more like songs. He doesn't put albums out. AI had an album.
No, I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
Jules.
Okay.
Or Jewels. He might have called himself Jewels.
Santana? That's already taken.
Bro.
Okay. All right. We should wrap up because this is getting out of hand.
Oh, that's right. Alfonso Davies.
Oh, that's right.
He's a drill rapper.
Well, he had that one feature.
No, but that's his group.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he have more? I've only heard that one song. I don't know if he has more.
JG said, could have just said, stay focused, as opposed to blind and deaf.
Yeah. Less words.
Yeah.
It's more practical. Clint Dempsey, let's end this with
how we started.
Okay, bro.
You don't know where I'm from, dog.
That's right. Let's go.
Wait till you hear some of his other improvised sayings for the World Cup team.
So tomorrow, join us. You can join us live on YouTube and obviously listen to the podcast. Clint Dempsey will be on here chatting with us. It'll be really, really dope. And again, a reminder, on the 21st, 2 p.m., the USA-Wales match, we will be in Atlanta with World Soccer Shop at Park Tavern in Piedmont Park. It's going to be absolutely lit.
So if you are in Atlanta, what are you doing on November 25th? Mm. You really need another flat screen? Stop it, bro.
Hit us up on Instagram, at Soccer Cooligans. Look at our Instagram stories, and you will get a chance to get a $10 discount at World Soccer Shop. So pick up a kit, look fresh out in these World Cup matches.
Yo, pick some up for when we go to Atlanta, bro. Come on, we're going to be at Park Tavern, like you said, bro. Doors open at noon.
Too loud.
There you go. That's with that button. I've been moving this one.
Yeah.
Come down to Park Tavern, bro. Doors open at noon. You don't got to register. You don't got to get tickets. You just got to show up and say, yo, what's good? and they let you write in. Dad, don't take my word for the last part.
But say what's good anyway.
Say what's good anyway, bro. We will be calling. We'll be on mic all game. It's going to be an absolute fiesta, a party. You already saw the fit. Are you wearing the kit?
I'm going to wear the kit.
Bro, come over and touch Christian so you could see the texture on this.
Okay, kit. Yes. I will be filing lawsuits, but feel free. Okay?
I didn't say wear to touch him. Have some respect. Ask first. Get consent. But touch the texture on this kit because it's a little funkier than I thought, bro.
Okay, it has a little bit of detail on there. So, yeah, we're excited about that. And tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, we will be doing a World Cup preview, looking at all the groups, giving some predictions. And, yeah, it'll be dope. And obviously, Clint Dempsey will be joining us. So make sure you tune in. So it's going to be wild. All right, we will see you tomorrow. Y'all the absolute best. Take care, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.